السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Once again with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His mercy, with His kindness Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving you the opportunity of making sunnat i'tikaf inshallah for the remaining nights of Ramadan. As I mentioned last year also, and it seems as if it was just yesterday, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chooses people for different functions and duties. Some people are chosen to teach Bukhari Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, Hadith Sharif kitabs. Some are chosen to teach tafsir. Some are chosen to go for tabligh and dawat. Some are chosen to go for umrah and hajj. Some are chosen for other activities. Because the shobas of deen, the branches of deen, all of them have to remain green. All the branches have to remain green and fresh. So one person cannot be doing everything. This is not the time, or we are not amongst those people that they were jame. The person was a mufassir too, muhaddis too, mujahid too, muballigh too, and now we are not of that caliber and category. So when this time comes, normally when this time of i'tikaf comes, then we start getting comparisons. So the first thing we must dispel from our minds or get out of our heads is comparisons. That what we are doing is better than what that person is doing. Or that person thinks what I am doing is better than what the other person is doing. Those who are sitting in i'tikaf, they are also carrying out a sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a sunnat which he regularly undertook. Now there was nobody in the world who did more jihad, more tabligh, more tafsir, more bayan of hadith sharif, more tilawat of the Quran sharif. There was nobody who had more taqwa and more piety and more closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in spite of all that, he still secluded himself in the masjid. In the last 10 days of Ramadan and sometimes for 20 days and it is also reported of 30 days. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he set the pattern for us. That when he sat for i'tikaf, the whole community didn't leave their business activities or their farming or their jihad and their tabligh and their tafsir and all came into the masjid and sat down. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala and Majma'in, his companions, they all would have dearly loved to sit with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But still they knew, they kept everything in its proper place. There was no extremism of any kind. So there were Sahabas who were still engaged in some kind of farming or doing other activities. Because as I mentioned the other day, that we need everybody. If all are going to sit down in the masjid, then who is going to supply us our needs? So we need the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker and the undertaker also to be outside. Because if the undertaker also all sits down in the masjid and says that now I am going to sit in i'tikaf and all undertakers sit down for i'tikaf, then who is going to undertake the mayyat? So we need them too. So there will be people outside, there will be people inside. Then the battle of Badr took place in Ramadan. In Ramadan Sharif it took place, Fatah Makkah. So those who are going out in Tabligh, they are also carrying out a sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They are also practicing on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. Those who are sitting in i'tikaf, they are reading the virtues of i'tikaf and sitting. So let us not do any comparisons. This is where all the problem starts. when people started saying things which will create a kind of offense, the person gets irritated. He thinks that he is doing more work than I am doing. Or my etikaf is more afzal than his. So we don't need that. Let us keep everything in its balance. Whoever, to whichever dini branch he is inclined, he must get occupied in that. The essential thing, the bottom line, is that we must occupy ourselves constructively in the last 10 nights. Whether the person is sitting in etikaf or is not sitting in etikaf, but his mind must be focused that these are Mubarak nights, these are Mubarak days. So if he has to be outside for some reason or the other, then curtail the worldly activities as much as possible. Wallah, if we close our businesses half an hour early or 1 hour early or a little earlier than that too, no difference will take place. Try it out. Try it out, even close for a few days and try it out. At the end of the month, you'll still get the same thing. That person who will cut down on worldly activities for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, you think Allah Ta'ala is going to deprive him of the rizq? So let us be considerate even with our staff, that let us not make them work from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, or 7 to 7, and Saturdays and Sundays and everything in the last 10 nights and 10 days. They are working so much that when they come home, they're so exhausted, they've got no time to even read Quran Sharif or sit in the masjid, or even to have an iftar with the family. Now, we should not be like that. We should give consideration and see what Allah Ta'ala then gives in return. Otherwise, we will suffer the consequences. If we are going to make zulm on anyone, then that injustice will hit back at us. And it will hit in such a way that we won't even know what hit us. So let us not be mistaken that if we are going to do injustice, then Allah Ta'ala is not going to punish us for our injustice. Yes, and if they are lazy and they are not doing their work, what they are supposed to finish in 2 hours, they are taking 6 hours to finish, then they are also doing injustice. So let us, in these last 10 days and nights, focus ourselves that what we want is the maximum of that downpour which is going to begin at the time of iftar tonight. There is going to be a downpour, and it's going to remain like that for the 10 days. And it will increase, in fact, as we go along. But, as I have repeatedly said, that there can be a downpour. But if you don't have your pail and your bucket to receive the rains, you don't have your containers, you don't have your tanks, you don't have your storage facilities, the person is staying in a village where he depends on the rain. Now when the rain is coming and is pouring, so those days even up till now in the farms and many places, they have those tanks and so many containers where they fill up water when the rain pours. So now when there is a downpour, then the person must be ready to receive it. But if he keeps his pail upside down, his bucket upside down, his containers upside down and the tank all locked up, now the downpour comes and goes, then he goes and opens the tap of the tank, there's no water in there. He checks in the bucket, there's no water. So you don't blame the rain for that. So the rain will come, the rains of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat will pour. It will pour. Believe me, it will pour. How much we want to take is left to us. And what we are going to do for these 10 days and nights, it will reflect in the rest of the year. And this year, it seems that a large number of people are feeling a difference from the first of Ramadan. So now make the maximum of whatever remains of Ramadan. So that is as far as focusing ourselves is concerned. Inshallah, as we go along, we're having that 11, from 12 o'clock, the talks for those that are in Atikaf, and others can come and join them too. So things will be discussed. The second thing is this, that Atikaf truly and really means that the person is secluding himself from the outside world and he is throwing himself at the feet of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is not a human being. Allah doesn't have body like us. He doesn't have features. He doesn't have any hands, face and feet. But when we say falling at the feet, then we understand what it means. That the person is submitting himself totally, fully, He says, Ya Allah, I'm not going to go from here until you fulfill my needs. And the person is clinging to the door of Allah Ta'ala. How we have seen people clinging to the... How the people cling at the multazam. How they attach themselves. And how you hear the cry from all sides. Tears are flowing. The sighs and the weeping. The person puts his hands up and says, Ya Allah, hands up. Why is he putting his hands up? We say hands up, meaning I give up, finish. Ya Allah, I give up. I tried my level best to stay away from sins and from haram, but nafs and shaitan kept dragging me. Oh Allah, I'm very disobedient, I'm sinful. Now I have come to your door and I'm putting my hands up, finish. So here this person in i'tikaf, this is what he is doing. That he's cutting off now from the outside world. His business is outside. His home is outside. His family is outside. His luxuries are all outside. He had a comfortable bed at home. He had ensuite. He had air conditioning, which he could adjust to his requirement. Everything was as he ordered. Now he is in i'tikaf. So you must not expect to bring that environment of home into the masjid. And in fact, because of the increase of numbers now, we don't even have separate cubicles now. Those days I used to say that we have so many ICU units, and then so many private wards, and then so many general wards. But now we have just general ward. All of us are in general ward now. So the very fact that we have intended to make i'tikaf is an indication that we are prepared to sacrifice those comforts which we had at home. And we are prepared to tolerate what little, or bear what little difficulty or discomfort that we may experience in the masjid. But for the sake of great rewards, very high rewards, we are prepared to make those little sacrifices. And who is not making a sacrifice these days for earning his livelihood? People are getting up early part of the morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock some of them, and they are going onto the road. The newspaper delivery, the milk delivery, the bread delivery, what time they get up, whether it is summer or winter, just so that they may get a pay packet at the end of the month. So here the person is prepared to tolerate and bear those little discomfort and inconvenience because he's expecting great rewards. There's no time to discuss those hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to what the person gets when he sits in i'tikaf. So that is another important point, that we have cut off from the outside, so now don't bring the outside environment into the masjid. There are many places i'tikaf is taking place, and now there is an increase in the number of people that are sitting in i'tikaf, which is a very good sign. But at the same time, what is being noticed, and as we had even in this masjid in the early days of i'tikaf, that the complaints that we used to get, Marhum Khan Sahab, Allah Ta'ala fill his grave with noor, used to say, Maulana, itni baat karte hai, ke kaan thak jate hai, sunte. So much they talk. But I was occupied the whole day, those days, in the Jamiat office, and so I used to only come here a little while at night. But he says, so much of talk in the masjid, to try and control, bring about some discipline. Alhamdulillah, now over the past few years, there is a great change from what it was in the past. But still in many masjids, unfortunately, this is the truth. That all the ghibat that we used to make outside the masjid, now we make it inside the masjid. So then it was better that we remain outside than come inside. All that ghibat that we used to make outside, all the gossiping that we used to do outside, all the haram that we used to indulge in outside, we want to bring that into the masjid. So leave all that outside. Make the niyyah that we want to make i'tikaf for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And you have heard دنیا کے مشغلوں میں بھی وہ با خدا رہے, وہ سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. That you have heard many times, کہ دنیا کے مشغلوں میں بھی وہ با خدا رہے. But now I am saying دین کے مشغلوں میں بھی وہ با خدا رہے اور سب کے ساتھ رہ کے بھی سب سے جدا رہے. In اعتکاف that should be our condition, that in the اعتکاف you are not in occupied in دنیا کے مشغلہ, in دنیا activities, you are occupied in دین activities. So even in the دین activities you must remain با خدا. Try and keep the heart as clear as possible from all the worldly thoughts and all the worldly dreams and worldly aspirations. Try and keep the heart as clear as possible or as much as possible from evil thoughts and from evil passions and desires engulfing it. If they come, let it be like the passing traffic on the highway, that they come and it's gone. Don't give it any attention. But now the person is sitting in i'tikaf and he's still thinking of those films that he saw on the television. He's still thinking of those movies to which he was addicted, and now he's missing those serials. Here you can have some serial for Sehri, that we don't stop. That you can have. But those serials which the person saw outside, leave them outside. That is not allowed, whether it is for Sehri or for the rest of the day. But so many people, they've got that problem. They say, we're sitting in the masjid and our mind is clouded with all. Now why is it clouded? Because we engage or indulge in those things until the last minute that we come into the masjid. So then all those things will cloud our minds. So you are with everybody, but still you must be with nobody. Sabke saath reh ke bhi sabse juda rahe. Now how can you do that? You can do that by occupying yourself constructively. Either read Quran Sharif, read Tasbihat, make zikr, read some good literature, or sleep. If somebody starts talking and starts gossiping, then say, I'm tired, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to rest. It is better that we sleep and rest than that we engage in gossip or ghibat or other futile activities whilst we are in i'tikaf. Now this is a very important thing. Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to say, khane peene se mein roi nahi rokta. Eat, drink, you make your sehri, your iftar, everything. Make some ibadat, zikr, whatever you're doing. He said, lekin baate mat karo. Curtail the talk. Learn to make aitikaf. We should keep fast. Somebody has parked his Corolla on somebody's driveway. 174741. ND174741. Oh, go and remove your car, please. Oh, it's badly puffed. So the person is sitting with everybody, but his heart is with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If any person starts engaging in unnecessary gossip and chit-chat, yes, but just to inquire a little bit, how are you, Alhamdulillah, keeping well, or something that's essential, or discussing something of deen, or some Hadith Sharif, or Quran Sharif ayat, or finding out some masla. Now those things are acceptable. Or the person is very tired and he's got a friend and he just talks for a few minutes something that is not forbidden and haram, then that all is acceptable, because we are not of that caliber that we can keep our mouth shut for the next 10 days and nights. So, but let it be restricted to that. Let us restrain ourselves from anything that will spoil our i'tikaf. You want to get the maximum, you want to get the maximum of this i'tikaf. So you are with everybody, but still you are alone. Sabke saath reh ke bhi sabse juda rahe. And that is not impossible. How many times we have seen that a person is sitting in a big crowd. Us too, so many times. In my case, I don't know how many times that happens. That I reply some letter, or I listen to something, some news of Palestine or something of that nature. Or it is some serious case that I am handling, very stressful kind of case. Now I come in the masjid and then I'm sitting with everybody here, but my mind is somewhere else. So this happens, it is very common. The person who has got some worry, therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, it is mentioned that his condition was da'imul fikra, mutawasilul ahzan. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when somebody saw him, it appeared as if he's in deep fikr and deep thought. And some deep grief has stricken him to appear like that. But then when you used to talk to somebody, then there would be a smile, there was cheer. Now the person won't even make out that these are the two conditions. So in the masjid we must be like that. That we are sitting with everybody, but just as how our thoughts are in everything else and we don't even realize who was sitting next to us. Afterwards, when we are back to our normal thoughts and when we turn right or left, then we say, oh, you were sitting here, I didn't recognize you, I didn't realize you were here, assalamu alaikum. How many times it happens? So this is what we should be doing here, sitting here and making muraqabah, thinking of the akhirah, thinking of Jannat, Jahannam, thinking of our lifestyles, how far we have drifted away from deen, what is our condition in our homes, in our businesses, our relationship with our family, with our children, how many areas of life we have been negligent, we have shown indifference, we have distanced ourselves from Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now we have come here, so to say, to get panel beaten, remove all those dents, to reform and change. So make the best of the ethical. Eating, drinking also, it's a necessity. There are so many akabirs of ours. A little bit of dates, some water, and they pull the whole day with that. Because you're not doing much activity in the masjid. How much are you going to digest in the masjid? A person has to put down half a dozen bowls of halim for iftar here. Then what's going to be the condition of the musallis after that? So to eat and drink, it is permissible and it's necessary. And every person's requirements are different. Some people require more food, some require less food. So you're not putting any kind of conditions there that you must eat only one slice of bread while you are here. Eat how much you require. But the time that is spent in that eating and drinking must be reduced as much as possible. When the dastarkhan is out, get to the dastarkhan, eat, and then get up quickly and assist and help the people in clearing it also. We must not become makhdooms in the masjid when we're sitting in atikaf. We must not expect everybody will make our khidmat. We haven't set yet for everybody to make our khidmat. We should make khidmat of others. We want to become aware of many places, that is what happens. When Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's aitikaf was in Stanger, thousands of people used to come on Saturdays and also about 300 were sitting, I think, in the aitikaf. Now there are so many people, when they told them that, look, we require a little bit of assistance and help. So even if that person was not interested in aitikaf, he said, I'm going into aitikaf. If they said, we require your assistance and help in serving and bringing the food and taking from the pots and all that from outside, so even if he wasn't interested in i'tikaf, he says, I'm going to sit down in i'tikaf. Because all those who were in i'tikaf were getting royal treatment. The dastarkhans used to be laid out and everything of the best used to come. So now that kind of i'tikaf doesn't help in any way. So let us be khadims. The person who will be a khadim, Allah Ta'ala will make him one day makhdoom. Remember that. The person who will be a khadim, the person who serves for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the creation of Allah Ta'ala, in any form, in any way, Allah Ta'ala will one day make him makhdoom, that people will help him and serve him. But the person who wants to be a makhdoom from day one, that everybody must make his khidmat, then that will be his condition. So that is another area that we must make sure that we try and abide by. If you have to follow these little advices that I'm giving to you, inshallah you will find such nuraniyat and ruhaniyat. Provided, of course, the food that is coming is from halal sources. Our earnings are halal. And we're making that effort to make tawbah and istighfar and repent. And we're trying to, in the days that we are here, making a little bit of qaza namazes, an intention to keep our qaza fast and give our zakats which were not paid, etc. Then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will fill up these hearts. These containers will become overfull. They will brim the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The person will find a major difference in his life at the end of Ramadan. And it will become easy for him to practice for the rest of the 11 months of the year. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, his purpose of i'tikaf, if we have to look at the Hadith Sharifs, was for the search of Laylatul Qadr. That was one of the major reasons. It's not that that was the only reason, that if you found Laylatul Qadr, then after that it's all chutti. But if you look at the Hadith Sharifs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and especially that famous one which is quoted so often when it comes to i'tikaf, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made i'tikaf first for 10 days. He made i'tikaf for 10 nights first, and then he made for another 10 days in the tent which was pitched up in the masjid for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he came out and he said that I had made i'tikaf for the first 10, then the second 10. But I was shown that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10. So therefore those who had made i'tikaf with me now continue. So they continued for the rest of the 10 days. That's the Hadith Sharif about the 30 days. So they continued for the next 10. And just to give the gist, then he said search for it in the odd nights of the last 10. That is what. And then he said I was even shown. And then I was made to forget. And why and what, you read in the, for those who want to get the details in the Fazail of Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh has recorded this hadith also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba said that it was the 21st night and it had rained, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I found myself the next day making sajda, and when he put his forehead on the ground, it was on wet mud that he put his forehead. That means it rained, and the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it leaked. It was not a masjid like ours. So when he made sajda, then the effect of that sand, because of the rain that had fallen, was seen on his forehead, and they said it was the 21st night. So there are other hadith sharifs also of 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th. But this hadith sharif starts off with the i'tikaf part. So therefore, tonight is the 21st night. So what will it be? And it's a Saturday night. So although there are lots of attractions outside, there are many, many distractions and attractions outside. And nafs will keep pulling us outside. Let's go outside, let's go outside. So to suppress that desire and say, no, let me spend as much time inside. Outside everything will happen and will carry on. But I want to reform and change, and I want to get the noor and barakat of these last 10 nights. So the person is spending his 21st night as much as he can. We don't say the whole night. There are many people who cannot stay the whole night. The women folk will be afraid to sleep. There's a security problem. Some areas are dangerous. Now the husband says, no, I'm going to get the sawab of the last 10 nights. You can sleep in fear. You'll go to Jannat also if something happens to you. You'll get shahadat too. So now that husband must be sent first to Jannat. After that he must send the wife. So if there is a danger like that, there's nothing wrong. As I mentioned in the beginning, that Sahaba's time, everyone didn't go and sit down in i'tikaf. So every person has got his individual problems. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization that this is a very great ibadat, and that we are in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so we should not bring the outside environment into the masjid. There's no time, otherwise there are some hadith sharifs and masail, but just one masla, others inshallah tomorrow we'll discuss, but one masla that's very important is that the masjid area is this section inside. That office and that room there is outside the masjid. Now some people are in i'tikaf, and when they see I'm in there, they make talk, 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 and they're inside the room after that. So they must be careful. If you are in i'tikaf, sunnat i'tikaf, then you can't come outside the masjid area. If you step out of the masjid area, your i'tikaf is null and void. That means after that will be nafil i'tikaf, but you won't get the sawab of the sunnat i'tikaf. So the boundaries of the masjid, a person must know. And once you are outside for the sake of going to the toilet or wuzu khana or some to make wuzu, then don't stop on the way to start chatting to all those people that are walking in and walking out, and start asking about how's business and how's at home and everything. You must keep moving. Whilst you're moving, you can talk. At the toilet, if you have to wait outside, then there you can stand and talk. So if anybody wants to talk, then tell them, keep following me till the toilet. Anybody says, no, I want to talk to you, then say, well, follow me, I'm going to the toilet. You can stand there whilst I'm waiting for one of the doors to open. We'll chat there. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the best of the last 10 days and nights.